We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show, T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, will have the latest for you. And the latest is we are here live. The Drive is live on the road, and we are live here from Traverse City, Michigan. And we are at the Grand Traverse Resort and Spa, live at the Grill during our broadcast here. We've been here. We got here yesterday, and it has been a spectacular time thus far. The golf has been amazing. Clint has done some things. Has gone to one of the wine vineyards and enjoyed himself. Him and his wife. His wife has done the spa today. I'm guessing that was beautiful. I've got a pedicure to hit on Sunday, so that should be a blast.
Facial too. Don't act like you got that.
I don't even know what a facial is. I don't even know what that means. I don't know. But
we've got several. I know for sure, ladies in the building.
Have you had a facial? Have you had a facial before? You look like you got some good facial skin right there.
He takes care of his skin, huh?
Hey, he had one.
You go. You can figure it all out right here in this next break.
But, yeah, coming up, we'll talk to the CEO of the Cherry Capital Airport. That's how you fly into Traverse City Airport. Very convenient airport. We'll talk to him, which is the first step to getting here and what they're able to offer here for you in Houston. So that's coming up here in just a bit. But, Clint, the Astros, they are – back at it, man. They just swept the Phillies in a, especially pitching wise, a dominant series, and they're back at it against another first place team. They will face the Cubs. Kyle Tucker makes his return back, and old Walter gets the ball again. We'll see if they can keep this pitching up, Clint. I know the lineup here as it is. Al Pena leads off. Paredes, Altuve's at second tonight. Cam Smith up in that cleanup spot with Jake Myers behind him. Victor Caratini is the DH. And then Christian Walker's at first in the seventh spot with Diaz batting eighth and Trammell in left field. And I know a lot of people are looking at the lineup, but this pitching has been absolutely amazing thus far in these first three games of this homestand. And we'll see if Walter can continue, because their starters against the Phillies went 19 innings, no earned runs, 16 strikeouts against 4 walks, and absolutely dominated the Phillies, who only scored 1 run in a 3-game series. So we'll see if the pitching can continue, because that's been the story thus far.
Yeah, look, a big part of what the Astros have been able to do with this lead in the West and being one of the best teams in the American League is no doubt about it. The stars that are healthy have been great, have been really good. But the reality of it is, when you got to look at Ryan Gusto, you got to look at Brendan Walter, you got to look at Tyler's guy, old Colton Gordon, old Gordo. I mean, those guys have. I mean, it's mind blowing how good those guys have been, and how above expectation they have pitched this year. And hopefully, we can keep it rolling until you get your big guns back and all of them healthy and in the rotation. You know, for me, I'm glad it's lasted this long, and I hope they can keep that thing rolling. Got another one of them going tonight against a really good team. Are the Cubs still first place in the Central?
I believe so.
So, yeah, I mean, you got another good team. We'll see if Walter can keep this thing going.
Are you all excited about Tucker?
I'm more
He's
excited.
He's been very, very good, by the way, this year.
Yeah,
to
I'm more excited about, the six-game homestand where they've already played three and swept the Phillies. I'm a little bit more excited about what my Astros are going to look like in that six-game run. They're off to a hell of a start, and now can they you ask what you ask for. Would I take 3-3 in this homestand? I would have took that. Now, they've already got the three wins, so anything else is icing on the cake. Can they – you know, what can they do against the Cubs? And I think a secondary storyline is obviously Tucker. Tucker's a low-key, quiet dude that never caused any problems, and other than that, maybe it pissed Tyler off with that shin injury that he had last year.
It wasn't his fault. It was broken. They were telling us it was a bruise, but it was clearly fractured.
I don't know. I don't put a lot of stock into former Astros coming back anyway, but Tucker was kind of an under-the-radar personality, so I don't make much of it.
Get out there. Everybody get up off your feet and give him a round of applause when he comes up and they play that video.
Yeah.
And they bring it out there. Really give him a round of applause.
Save that for postgame, man.
I would. Maybe even a Tampa Tuck. You know, a let's go Tuck, you know. Maybe a little bit of that action. So we'll
and
get you ready there.
No!
We'll get you ready there tonight as the Astros, who, by the way, and I'm sure Cheryl will check this out for me, I believe they have won, or they have not lost in the last 10 straight series they've played.
That is correct.
They have split. I know they split with the A's. They've split a four game at least. But they have not lost in the last ten series they have played.
What is that number, Tyler? They've won 16-20, something like that.
I'll have to double check on that part of it. But no, sure the series thing, yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw that earlier. They are rolling, son. They are absolute rolling.
Sure, we'll find that. All right, as we are here live in Traverse City, Michigan, it is great for us to sit down and talk with the man here, the CEO. Of Cherry Capital Airport, where we flew in and where you will fly in when you arrive here in Traverse City, Michigan. Kevin Klein joins us. And, Kevin, we appreciate Kevin. Boy, he met us there, baby.
Yeah.
He met us there right when we got off the plane.
Hey.
And listen, this is a big part of it. You got to get here. You got to get here first. And for the people in Houston, how does this, the airport here, and how – the arrival of how easily you can get here, how does that happen here in Traverse City?
Well, it ranks some of the best when you have good friends coming to visit you.
There you
go. Thanks for coming back and seeing you. I think I met you all last year about the same time.
That's right, sir.
And it was great. But how do you get here? It's easy. United Airlines nonstop from Houston to TVC. And it's just over about 2.5 hours to get up here. And you fly on a great aircraft, which is an Embraer 175 with 76 seats. And you arrive into what I call a very simple terminal, and where you can almost see from your gate to your bag claim and to your car. You're there within 5 minutes, and we love to tell everybody that when you fly into Traverse City and you come out to Grand Traverse Resort, you're literally 15 minutes from runway to fairway. And it's just so easy to get here and get out onto the course and get out and play. So
I tell you, Kevin, that time is getting shorter and shorter. How fast it is.
Well, let me tell you, if you're into golf, some of these guys, they have their shoes already laced and ready to go when they touch down. So, and you know, you're welcoming into our terminal, which is really it's a Frank Lloyd Wright inspired terminal in the design. And so really, what does that resemble is an up north resort. And we want everybody to come in and be relaxed in our terminal and see that, hey, we want you to be on vacation when you arrive and be able to get right out there and, you know, quickly get through the terminal, because we're just a means to get there, to be able to see what everything Northern Michigan has to offer. And with great golf, great facilities, great food, our beaches, our wineries, we have it all for everybody to come on up. And then, you know, on top of it, our summers, long day, cool nights is what we like to say. And, you know, you're able to play golf. And I think you guys experienced, you were out to about 9:30, but, you know, just even a week ago, as summer kicked off, you know, 10:15 is not uncommon. Still have some daylight showing up. So, you know, Northern Michigan has a lot to offer, and we want everybody to come on up. It's a great place to be.
Long days, cool nights. It had a real Bill Worrell feel to it. Tyler, I hope you got that one. I think we've done a million things. It feels like we've been here a week, and I've only been here a little over 24 hours. But I'm one that appreciates the little things, I think, a little bit more. And to me, what you're talking about from the airport perspective, of a big part of coming up here is the ease and the comfort. And it starts when your plane lands. And you literally, it's a small, low-traffic airport.
Your wife, first thing she said was, look how this is
convenient. It's convenient. You don't fight the things that – now, you're going to fight it in Houston. Now, you're going to fight it like a – I mean, it's going to be hell getting out of Houston now with all that construction going on. But you leave all that behind, and that's part of going on vacation. And when you land here, I mean, literally – It's just so easy. And I think people, I don't know how much time you guys spend emphasizing that, but I know for our listeners out there, a big part of it is just how easy, relaxing, when you touch down here, and it doesn't just start when you get to Grand Traverse Resort and Spa. It starts when you hit the ground at the airport.
And that's where what we want. We want that welcome mat out for everybody to be able to, you know, feel what we feel every day and take for granted every day. And we put simple things in the terminal that, you know, of course, the creature comforts that everybody wants. Everybody wants plugs for their phones and computers and everything else. But we also want that atmosphere to relax. And so we have an outdoor area, outdoor patio, where people can have a drink before their flight if they'd like. You know, or if it's in the morning, I like to say a cinnamon roll and some other great things, good coffee. And then we also, even going through our security checkpoint, we have gardens that you can look out and see, stained glass windows, and it really just, it makes people more comfortable. And the word convenience, I always tease, you know, TVC stands for total value and convenience, and that's important to us from the curb all the way to the plane experience, to make sure that, you know, we really focus on the safety and security of our passengers. And through all that, the strength makes us a very self-sufficient airport, and we're very proud of that.
I think another thing that's interesting here is the relationship and how close you guys are as a group. Everybody that we've met here, y'all all may work for different entities and get your paycheck comes from different places, but the way y'all work together, again, makes it seamless for the customer that comes in.
Well, it's about cooperation and those co-op opportunities. And when we can work together, we can take our marketing dollars, our messaging dollars, and just, you know, grow them 10 times. And you can do that through partnerships. And if you're working together and doing that, we've reached so many people that when I say, hey, it's Traverse City, people look at me, used to years ago, like, where is that? Today, the word is out and it's getting here. And people are starting to see, hey, this is no different. It's an alternative to maybe some of the traditional vacations they've gone. And when they land and they fly in and they start seeing the blue water, and the Caribbean-like atmosphere that they can have on the beaches, the family activities that are in our downtown, and, you know, even our great festivals. We have so many different festivals. The National Cherry Festival is going on this week. We have the Great Lakes Equestrian Festival that's up here. And even in the pro sports, we have Red Wings preseason training up here in Traverse City with their prospect camp. So all great things. You know, we have such a variety of different things you can do. And, you know, it's a great experience. And even if, you know, you're talking baseball before the segment, you know, we even have the Traverse City pit spitters that people can enjoy. And it's a great Northwoods Bat League to be able to get these collegiate students that first kind of professional experience that they have.
Kevin, we appreciate you joining us right now, the CEO of Cherry Capital Airport, Kevin Klein. Kevin, I think the big thing, though, is we are learning. There are so many great things to offer here at Traverse City, but I think the best part, and I think where you come in, is you're making it so easy for people to get here. In my mind, I'm thinking, all right, how do you get to Traverse City, Michigan? If I were thinking, like, all right, it is probably, I've got to fly to Detroit, I've got to fly
Chicago.
But it's not just Houston. I think the big thing around the country that a lot of people, I've talked to several people who are from a lot of different places around here. I know I'm weird, I've talked to stuff. but it's so many places that you can get here immediately on one flight. And I think that takes a lot out of decisions for people.
Absolutely. We have 20 nonstops.
20, huh?
20 from all over the country. 7 great airlines. So we have Allegiant. We have Avelo. We have American, Delta, JetBlue, Sun Country, and United. That brings us these 20 great nonstop. JetBlue is our newest carrier. They started here June 5th going to Boston. And so, you know, when we look at all these great towns, you know, one of the best things about it is I do a little special thing with the Tigers. And, you know, the Tigers travel to a lot of these towns, you know. And so you guys took Verlander from us. So I still am hurting over that one, but
two championships he won too.
Yeah, I know. I know.
It's all right. Y'all got a hinge. It's all right.
Yeah, I know. There you go. I know. We'll see how it works out, man. Yeah. We'll see how it works out. But anyway, with getting those 29 stops, it speaks about volumes for a community of our size, typically a small airport. You don't see 29 stops. And what it does, though, is our community flies. It uses it. But that's why we want to also bring everybody to us. You know, we want to be the destination that people want to go to. And when you have great places like the Grand Traverse Resort and Spa, this is the destination. Yeah. This is what it's all about.
Getting them here is the deal, man. Because once they get here, it's no doubt they're gonna enjoy themselves. They're gonna come back. They're gonna tell their friends about it. Which is we're proud to be here with y'all and partnered with y'all to tell everybody in Houston about it, man. So we appreciate you guys having us. And it's easy to tell the folks about, ain't it?
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. And it's great to sell, and we appreciate. You joining us, Kevin,
we will
see you as we continue our time here. We appreciate you joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for traveling up to Northern Michigan. Thank you, United. Thank you to all the Houston travelers.
Hey, the way it's looking, it looks like your Tigers and the Astros may run into each other here. The two best records in the American League.
I'd love it.
All right. Thanks, you. That's Kevin Klein, CEO of Cherry Capital Airport, as we continue right here live on The Drive. Listen, I talked about this with Clint a bit, and I said I cannot wait for this to change, for this to happen. I cannot wait for this football season to start so this stupid conversation is done. We'll get Clint's thoughts on that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents live from the Grand Traverse Resort and Spa in Traverse City, Michigan. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back. As we are live, I feel like that was a real good, solid hug over my head, Tyler. I don't know if you felt that was you felt the love there.
Lean right in,
there.
Man.
It did.
Firm
it
grip.
Like
it's kind of like a handshake, man. You can't half-heartedly hug a woman.
No, I know
what's wrong with you, man. It's God, like you don't half-heartedly shake a man's hand, do you? You don't go in there with no gentle grip. It's firm.
I went after it. Yeah. People on YouTube and Twitch were able to see it.
That's a showman.
There you go. All right, Clint. We talked about this a bit earlier, and I want to get your thoughts on this because, you know, the latest thing of how bad and how much Bobby Slowick sucked has come out, and I'll be honest with you, I'm a little skeptical of this list just when I look at other spots of it, but there is a list here. That they are doing it with a grade of the scores of play callers this year in the NFL, this past season. Play callers in the NFL based on what they did in the 2024 season, and they have been doing this for 15 years, Clint. And Bobby Slowick was 32nd, dead last, when it came to him. A 0.0 score he got when it came to passing. The only person to get a zero on anything. They did a score of run, pass, and then the overall score. His run score was a 7.3. So they said that he as a play caller was better running the football but a mile than throwing the football. And overall a 0.9, which was well last. Luke Getsy was in front of him at a 3.7, not even really excuse me. Even close. this is yet another example shown of, all right, this is Bobby Slowick was this bad. And look, we've had the discussions about this, but Clint, for me, one, when I look at this list, Andy Reid is 27th and Greg Roman is 28th. So I'm a little good on this list when it comes to that.
Yeah.
When Alex Van Pelt and Brian Callahan of the Titans are ahead of Andy Reid and Greg Roman, Zach Robinson as well. And number eight in the list coming in, no, it wasn't Kyle Shanahan. No, it wasn't Sean McVay. No, it wasn't Kevin O'Connell. Nope, it was Todd Downing of the Jets was the eighth best play caller of the year with Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay at 13-14. But for me, overall, Clint, my thought is I am really ready for this season to start because I've reached my point of being over the everything was Bobby Slowick's fault conversation. Because by the way that we're looking at stuff like this, oh hell. They ought to be a top 10 offense.
Yeah.
And I personally don't see that. I see that. Hell, and I would imagine you don't. If you remember, Tyler, earlier this week, stock down, Clint had it on the Texans offense. But earlier this week, mm-hmm. that we did that on Wednesday, that, you know, a lot of people were pissed off about. I believe somebody texted in and said, Clint, you don't believe that yourself when you said that. But Clint, I am just, I just feel like it is way, way too aggressive on the this was all Bobby's fault and I am really, really ready for this to be over. I'm ready for Nick Caley and another offense for us to watch so we can stop with this deal because it is just wearing me out.
Yeah, look, forget the graph or the rankings or whatever. I mean, anything that has Andy Reid that low, we don't go any further. It's just it's silly, it's useless. It clearly has very, very little to no value. But the fact that it brought the conversation to the fatigue, the Bobby Slowick fatigue, I think is real. Look, I could understand firing Bobby Slowick. I could understand keeping Bobby Slowick. Now look, I don't know what was going on in the building, and clearly there were some things going on in the building under Bobby Slowick's watch that were unacceptable. And they decided to move on. Fine, I can understand it. Now, I think the moves that the Texans have made, I know you're fatigued with the conversation, as am I, but the moves that they made tell us that it was more than just Bobby Slowick, right? It was Chris Strauser, the O-line coach. It was, and not only that, it was they removed the O-line coach and they bring the assistant O-line coach that was here over the last couple of years. They elevate him. So that's literally telling you, yes, yeah, Strauser was a problem. Right, Bobby Slowick, they get rid of him, and everybody else, with the exception of Chris Strauser, stays. Anybody that had anything to do with scheming or installing or developing the offense, they stayed except for Bobby Slowick. Laramie Tunsil, he's gone.
They revamped the offensive line.
The offensive line, and D'Amico Ryans is now paying a ton of attention to what's going on the offensive end of the ball, on the offensive end, especially the offensive line. So
the receiving core is going to look different.
The receiving core is going to look totally different.
They added
right?
another running back in Nick Chubb. Yeah,
yeah, so I think if you look at the Texans' move overall, I mean, I think their moves tell you that it was well beyond just Bobby Slowick, but I think if you listen to the commentary, it always goes back to Bobby and what he wasn't doing. Again, I find it very, very interesting how quickly people forget what he was able to do in year one, and in year two. Look, I totally get it. I'm not opposed to them making the move, but it was a quick turn and a quick trigger.
Yeah, I'm just more fatigued of just the thought of, like, I'm sorry, I just don't buy that this was, boy, this move of removing him is gonna change it all.
Well, removing him, and keep in mind to emphasize your point is like they're not only removing him, they removed him and did not have a replacement. They removed him and replaced him with a guy that's been a career long tight ends coach. So it was bad with Bobby because you were parting ways no matter what. So it is pretty damning the way that it all went down.
Yeah, listen, it does not look good on his behalf. When you look at it, it feels like a lot was rolling there. I wonder how many people were pulling on the same rope. Like, I wonder how many people were in there and 100% rolling the same way. And I'll be just honest, like, when you look at it, like, their offensive line was, whether you say it's well coached or not, it was, the dudes up front weren't very good either last year. Now, how much emphasis you want to just say that was all coaching, but we watched. We saw these guys just getting their asses kicked at times. We looked at there and we could see, a lot of different things. It seemed like, hey, man, he went through most of the year never really having Nico Collins and Tank Dell and Stephon Diggs all together as his plan, right? I mean, do we blame Dalton Schultz, you know, just complete fall off a map all on him?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, I don't fight against the fact that there was a clear difference on Bobby Slowick from year one to year two. And that now that we're kind of seeing some things, that he damn sure could have done a better job. But for me to think, all right, now we got him out of the fold, Clint, now this thing's going to take off. Now we're going to see the real C.J. Stroud that's been held back by him. I just don't buy that.
Well, we'll see. They got to kick that thing off here for too long.
Yeah, I just don't buy that at all. But I am just now at a point where I am ready to see it. And if Nick Caley comes in here and they take off and take a jump with this offense, and this offense looks incredibly different, all right, then I'm. But either way, I'm just over the. All right, man. Every week it seems like we're going to find something different about. Oh man, it was all Bobby. And it's all coming out after the year, and nobody wasn't really saying much then. All right, coming up, some Rockets news outside of Kevin Durant. They've made some moves to keep some guys, and then the big one that seems to be bothering some Rockets fans, a player they may be shopping. We'll let you know all of that, and Tyler going to win you some money. He's been in the green the last 2 days that he has had T-Mill's best bets on Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll try to make you some money again coming up next right here live on The Drive from Traverse City, Michigan.
Tyler Miller, you are the greatest producer in the world.
Sports Radio 610 presents live from the Grand Traverse Resort and Spa in Traverse City, Michigan. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we're live here in Traverse City, Michigan, and having a great time again, guys. If you are if you're going to make your way out here, not only as we've told you throughout the day, there's amazing things to do, but real talk, not only should you not just make your way to Traverse City, Michigan, but you need to make yourself and make your way to Grand Traverse Resort and Spa. I haven't even been able to explore everything. But they have everything and all the accommodations. I just found out there's a beach across the street that is their own personal beach,
private beach, and a private pool over
there. Private pool over there. They got jet skis and water sports and boats that in a real upset, Clint's not comfortable driving. I didn't.
Nope. Not with nobody here.
Tyler, I would have lost good money that. Clint Sterner wasn't ready to just go ahead and throw himself behind a boat and drive a boat. I would have lost good money on that one.
I ain't got it, man. I'm at a point in my life where I just don't need it. I don't need the risk.
Like if you'd have told me that, I found out last week. Clint said, "Oh man, I could throw on some roller skates right now and get out there on that rink and roll,
you on that.
And then tell me that he ain't feel comfortable driving a boat. That I would have reversed those."
Well, I mean, to be clear, like if you could guarantee me there's no accidents, there's no traffic, there's no weather, there's no malfunctions, I'd feel plenty comfortable just driving out there crossing. But if we got into a bad predicament, I need somebody in that boat to be able to get us to confidently get us out. It's kind of like I told y'all, you ain't going to like this story because it's a private jet story, but I'm flying with one of my boys one time. My college roommate's got a plane, and he's flying us. And all of a sudden, it comes time to land, and he said, "Oh, hell, one of the landing gears ain't down. One of the wheels didn't come down." And my thought is
I don't need nobody to tell me that at no point.
Hey, I never checked up. I said, well, I never got nervous. Honest to God. It's one of about two friends I've had my entire life that I knew if there was a way out of that, if I knew it wasn't, if the good Lord wasn't finna take me and it was their way out of it, my man was going to know exactly how to say, well, what are you going to do? He said, we're going to fly by the tower. We're going to lay this thing on its side, and the tower's going to tell us whether that gear's down or if my signals are right and it's stuck. I said, okay. We lean that thing on the side. They come back. You're right right front, you know, landing gear stuck up. I said, well, what do we do now? He said, I got a button down here, and I push this button, and there's apparently some kind of like CO2 deal that pushes it out. It blows it out. And I said, well, what if that don't work? He said, we got to land this thing on its belly. I said, all right, let's do it. But the key there was I wasn't in the plane with Capetillo, with my boy Cap. You know what I mean? I was in the plane with a guy that I knew was going to get me out of that predicament. If we got out on that water, and Aaron may know, but if me and you's out on that water and something bad happened, I ain't going to feel as comfortable with you trying to get us
out. I'm going to be honest with you. I would not have felt comfortable at all in that story.
Oh, I was fine.
That story you told me, we're going to land it on its belly.
If you knew my partner,
I don't care. If your partner, I've got some partners that I trust in a lot of things. But if it is, hey, man, we might have to land this plane on its belly. You said I ain't check up.
Nope. I never got nervous. Now, we figured it out and landed on wheels, but I'm just telling you, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm out on it, Ron. We can go to that pool, that beachside pool and a beach right there. Just as much fun, if not more,
I think we can. All right. I'm with that. Boss man didn't bring no... I'm gonna put him out there. He didn't bring no swimming trunk.
Hey, you got some. He got some draws on. He got some whitey tighties. Get you off in that cold lake and them whitey tighties, boy.
Get you out in there, man.
Call you light switch. Boy, that cold water will hurt you, boy. That ain't nothing worse. There ain't nothing worse, boy. Than that cold water.
That boy light switch. All right. Shout out to everybody. Help us put this together. Our engineer Aaron, who's taking care of us, keeping us on the air, not only on the radio, but also on YouTube and Twitch. Tyler holding it down big time there at the station as well. And then all the staff here at the Grill, they have been fantastic as well. Tyler will get ready to win you a little cash coming up, see if we can end the week with three straight days in the green and really be off the schneid here. I did want to pass across some news with the Rockets, Clint. The first one is they intend to sign some of their free agent bench players to join them next year. Jayshon Tate, Aaron Holiday, and Jeff Green are all going to have new contracts. And then I think the news that's a little bit more juicy for Rockets fans, and we've seen a lot of people comment on it today, and that is, according to Kelly Iko, of the Athletic, the Rockets' third-year wing, Cam Whitmore. A lot of people that we've seen feel like Cam Whitmore is a potential budding star, has been subject of a number of trade discussions in recent weeks, or recent days, excuse me, and the situation is best to be described as fluid right now. So that is the thought there, and you know, you really at times, Clint, in this business of what we do, sometimes don't know what will elicit a reaction and emotions from people. But I think Cam Whitmore might be one of the top five kind of lightning rod names for the Rockets, right? And just how certain people feel about him. And it does seem like there are a lot of fans who are completely the other way, in which it clearly sees the organization and M.A. Udoka sees Cam Whitmore. And that is, they're in some form or fashion don't trust him to be on the floor. And he's not on the floor a lot of the times during mop-up games in the playoffs and things like that. So it is an interesting thought and not a real surprise that he would be talked about in trades.
No, look, not a real surprise at all. I question, and I've done this for a while. Look, I like Cam Whitmore. I love the way he plays, the aggression, the dog that he has, and the chip he has on his shoulder. I absolutely love it. But when I look at Cam Whitmore and I look at the Rockets, I'm like, where does Cam fit? What role does Cam Whitmore play? He's not Kevin Durant. He's not Amen Thompson. He's not Shingun. Like you said, he's not Jabari. Hell, he's not Tar. He's not any of these. So how do you effectively use that player on your bench throughout a season? Now, the other part of that is, I think if you look at where the Rockets are not a team that's in disarray or dysfunction and rebuilding this or rebuilding that or tearing this down. They are when it comes to an identity and players having roles, they have guys that you know exactly. You just mentioned Aaron Holiday. He is a backup guard, point guard that can come in and he may play 10 minutes one night. He may play 2 minutes a night. May not play at all. You know what? He's not going to bitch. He's not going to complain. He's going to be. He knows what he is. He's a role player, and he's a specific. He serves a specific purpose in a depth role. And I just don't know where Cam fits in that. And I look at the Rockets differently. I think the Rockets are a team that the stars have aligned. Everything's in position. Every player on the roster, on the active roster, should be a guy that has a role. And I don't. And Cam Whitmore is such a get him the ball, be aggressive, go get a bucket. I just don't know that that has a role on this team.
See, yours is what is his role? My question is what it? What are we? What is he doing that is triggering Ime Udoka to not have trust to use him at all? Because if you just say it out loud, the Rockets struggled with scoring at times last year. That would make sense. He's a guy that can put the ball in a bucket and can score. The Rockets at times struggle with Jalen Green scoring and then would take him out at the end of games. And he's a guard, and so is Cam Whitmore. But he never, ever even thought to play him in those positions. That one time in that game against the Warriors where it was a blowout in the playoff game, and they put in the
subs.
The subs, and he wasn't one of the subs the first time they put him in. That was weird. He became a sub the next time they put the subs in. I was just – that's my thing is what is going on behind closed doors or what they're looking for defensively or whatever that is putting him in a place where he doesn't even think to use him. That is the question for me, because if you look at it on the surface, there are things that he does and that you would think he has shown – that this team could have used at times.
Yeah, I think if you're just looking at the ability to score, I think that is the case. But I believe where Ime Udoka and the Rockets are right now, they just need more out of their guys that are going to predominantly handle the ball. They're going to have an identity. They're going to facilitate. They're going to be able to read defenses. They're going to be coachable and at least push to accomplish what the staff wants them to accomplish, and somewhere along that way, Cam wasn't getting that done.
All right, Tyler, let's get some money here, man. What's the best bet? See if we can finish this week. 3 straight days in a green.
That's right. Get them pens and pencils ready, because 3 of tonight's 5 best bets, well, it's in this Astros game. As Kyle Tucker and the Cubs are coming to Daikin Park, but I got 5 MLB best bets for you. And like Show said, we've worked our asses off, got back in the green. We're moving in the right direction. Here you go. 5 best bets. First, Dodgers money line as they travel.
Royals have lost 9 straight at home. Go ahead.
Yeah. That game is at the Royals. So Dodgers money line, I got mine at -145, somewhere in there. Next, I got the Brewers -1 run, also at -145 as they host the Rockies. Brewers -1. And now your 3 Astros bets. First, I'm on the Stros money line tonight as the Cubs come to Houston. Stros -115. Next, I'm on the Astros. Good Lord, I want this to hit for the first time, maybe for the entire season. I've lost money on this bet, but it's got to hit at some point. Astros over 3.5 runs for their team tonight against the Cubbies. And then lastly here, Jeremy Pena, shortstop for your Houston Astros, over 1.5 total bases at great odds, +125 for that one tonight. Those are your 5 best bets.
Yeah, love the Dodgers. Royals are just, let me stop talking about them for a cuss. Jeremy Pena, that 1.5 bases, that one's hard not to love. And for the first time, I'm with you on the Tyler. Like, at some point, they got to break out offensively for 4 runs in a game. And maybe they're not facing some of that Phillies pitching as much. So, love those. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Shout out to Caroline, who joined us. Shout out to Kevin, who joined us. Shout out to the whole staff here at the Grill, who's taking care of us. I am Ron, the show Hughley. As always, Houston, we love you, baby.
It was canned whitefish. They had whitefish, a dip, kind of a spread. You know where it's Great Lakes whitefish. You know where they caught it?
What?
Great Lakes.
That's what I would guess.
Guard, didn't it?
It was a funny moment that I remember.
I wish I could have been
fresh Atlantic crab. Guess where it's from.
That's kind of the Great Lake.
God, buddy, why did I say
salt of the earth? Man.
It was unbelievable.
Idiot said salt of the earth just out of nowhere. Salt of the earth.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.